This is the Game Act Hotline for January 8th, 2006, episode 16.
We're going to California and Texas and New York, and we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and
Game Addict Hotline.
And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House! Yeah!
Welcome to the Game Act Hotline. Please turn your video games down and this podcast up for all the latest in video game news, video game releases, and video game trivia. My name is Luke, and I will be your host for this week. Well, I want to go ahead and give you guys a little information about the club, the Edmonds Community College Game Development Club. We're going to actually have a local newspaper do an article next week on us, so we're very excited about talking about what kind of games that we're creating and what kind of developments the club is working on. I want also to say that school started this week, and it's looking like it's going to be a long semester for me. I have two math and one physics class, so fun semester. Hopefully the next semester I'll have a little bit more variety in my classes. But that's a bit for me, and let's go ahead and let's get to our video game news. CES was this week, and there are a lot of CES things going on with video games. I can't get to all of them, so I'll just do a little quick notes on some of the interesting things that came up. There was no PS3 demos this CES, even though there were reports that there were going to be, so that kind of sucked. There's also Burnout Revenge for the Xbox 360 was at the Dolby booth, and it looked incredibly awesome. The people who own the Commodore name are starting to make a Commodore video game player that will also play music, have GPS, and play movies, and it's going to be a 20 gig hard drive. I remember the people who make MP3 players are also going to be starting to get into gaming with their iRiver G10 Wibro. Also, there was a demo for the really anticipated Xbox 360 game Dead Rising. Unfortunately, some people felt it was pretty cheesy, especially with only 30 seconds of gameplay allowed. Also, there was a PSP location free, which will let you, if you're at any Wi-Fi spot, watch videos, listen to music, or look at pictures from your computer at home. Unfortunately, the base station is $349, or $299 with rebate right now, so it's a little expensive. And also, Sony was also showing off their Memory Stick Pro Duo cards, the new ones that are coming out this year. They're going to come out with a 4GB and an 8GB. It's probably going to cost like $300 and $500 or some huge amount. But let's go ahead and let's get to the other news of the week. External HD DVD for the Xbox 360. This week at CES, Microsoft announced that they will have a standalone HD DVD player that will work with the Xbox 360. During CES keynote, Microsoft's Peter Moore announced the device. The new drive will offer millions of Xbox 360 owners the ability to easily enjoy HD DVD movies and will provide consumers with even more choices for experiencing high-definition content in either physical or digital form. Microsoft decided not to use HD DVD for gaming for fears of development costs and alienation of consumers who don't own the HD drive. Our next news story, man accused of stalking kid on Xbox Live. A 26-year-old California man has been arrested for molesting a 14-year-old boy last month. Police say that the boy gave the man his address and phone number in November and later met at a local park where the molestation allegedly occurred. The man was charged with a number of offenses and is currently out on bail. Our next news story, over 13 million Nintendo DS units sold worldwide. Nintendo released a press release stating that they have reached the 13 million mark for the Nintendo DS this week. Nintendo says that it has sold over 4 million units in Japan and 3 million units in North America. An added side note also shows that over 1 million units of the Mario Kart DS game have been sold in America. Our final news story, Xbox 360 mod chip expected to release soon. An unknown group called the ICE team, has announced that they are close to completing a mod ship to play copied Xbox 360 games. The rumor states that they may be ready to sell the chip by the end of this month. Most rumors say that it will take 20 to 30 wires to connect the chip to the Xbox 360 and will be $70. Okay, let's go ahead and let's go to our top game rentals from Gamefly.com. Number 3 was Dead or Alive 4 for the Xbox 360. Number 2, Peter Jackson's King Kong, the official game of the movie. And the number 1 most rented game, Prince of Persia, The Two Thrones. Alright, let's go ahead and let's look at our top sales in Japan this week. Number 5, Training for Adults, Work Your Brain, for the Nintendo DS. Number 4, Kingdom Hearts 2, for the PlayStation 2. Number 3, Mario Kart DS, for the Nintendo DS. Number 2, Oide Yo Dobutsu no Mori, which is the Animal Crossing for the Nintendo DS. And the number 1 game for the Japan was Training for Adults, Work Your Brain 2, for the Nintendo DS. Okay, let's go ahead and look at top sales in Australia for this week. Number 5, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas for the PS2. Number 4, Buzz, the Music Quiz Bundle for the PS2. Number 3, Grand Theft Auto Liberty City Stories for the PSP. Number 2, WWE SmackDown vs. Raw 2006 for the PlayStation 2. And the number 1 top sold game in Australia, Need for Speed Most Wanted for the PlayStation 2. Okay, let's go ahead and get to our new releases for this week. We actually have new releases this week. Unfortunately, no Xbox 360 games. But for the Xbox, Samurai Showdown 5 by SNK. For the PlayStation 2, Mega Man X Collection by Capcom. Wild Arms 4 by Xseed. For the GameCube, Mega Man X Collection by Capcom. For the PSP, PQ, Practical Intelligent Quotient by D3. For the Nintendo DS, Castlevania Double Pack by Konami. Nicktoons Unite by THQ. For the Game Boy Advance, there are no Game Boy Advance games this week. And for the PC, Dinner Dash by Play First. But our video game for this week is Electroplankton by Nintendo for the Nintendo DS. Alright, let's go ahead and let's take a break. Remember, this is the Game Addict Hotline.
This program is a proud member of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit us at seattlepodcasting.net.
Hey gamers, do you sometimes say, that last level stinks? Not just that level, that whole game. We know you've got opinions. What you need now are skills. You can't make games that rock unless you've got the know-how. Don't go to some fly-by-night web-based diploma mill. Instead, Edmonds Community College is an accredited institution offering game development certification for online or on-campus students. Check out their website at cs.edcc.edu/programs.htm. Edmonds Community College, every step of the way.
Bumpin' and bumpin' and thumpin' and bumpin' and
welcome back. Remember, we are a part of the Edmonds Community College. You can visit us at www.edcc.edu. We also are part of the Seattle Podcasting Network. You can visit them at www.seattlepodcasting.net. But let's go ahead and let's go to our trivia for this week. You know, Xbox Live has an arcade, and they're starting to show off some really good Xbox arcade games. One, for example, was Capcom giving out the Street Fighter 2 game for the Xbox Live arcade. So I thought I'd go ahead and give you some Street Fighter 2 questions. Number 1. This is the final character you play in championship mode. Number 2. This is where Sackett is from. Alright, number 3. This character performs a spinning pile driver. Okay, our next category, there's actually going to be a video game coming out soon for the Sega Genesis. So I thought I'd go ahead and give you guys a category on the Sega Genesis. This character became Sega's most popular trademark and was a nemesis to Dr. Robotnik. Number 2. This early Genesis and arcade game had you play as a barbarian, a dwarf, or an Amazon as you hack and slash medieval enemies while trying to hit thieves who try to steal your potions at night. And our final question, this side-scrolling beat-em-up game for the Genesis lets you call for backup by pressing the A button and had two great sequels. Alright, let's go ahead and go to our final category, CES. Number 1, this game system will be embedded into a DVD player that is installed in some cars. Number 2, this professional game player just lost at CES this week. And the final question, this famous Microsoft game that lets you experience flying showed itself early for CES. Alright, let's get to our final question. As I was talking about earlier, a video game company decided to make a blast from the past by developing a game for the Sega Genesis. This RPG is about a bored prince who leaves the castle as a beggar looking for adventure and an evil minister trying to take over the kingdom. What I want to know is, what is the name of the game? Okay, I'll go ahead and let you think about it. Let's go ahead and look at some commercials. Remember, this is the Game Addict Hotline.
I called the witch doctor. He told me what to do. He said, oogie, ooh-ah-ah, bang-bang, walla-walla-bing-bang. That means play Dr. Mario on Game Boy or NES. Bing-bang, walla-walla-bing-bang.
In the last episode of the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, evil Dr. Steve and his sock-shaped assistant Fidget were plotting ways to do in their arch-nemesis and our hero, Dr. Floyd.
Fidget, that Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd show has become too popular and too family-friendly. Once we use this Trojan horse on their computer system, it'll ruin DrFloyd.com for good. Of course it'll work. Now help me load it.
Now let's catch up with our heroes, Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and their robot companion Chips, who are currently hurtling through the time and space stream.
Golly, Dr. Floyd, I've just finished uploading the latest episode of our show to DrFloyd.com so people can download it for free.
That's great, Dr. Grant.
Chips says that Dr. Steve has recently been researching Trojan horses.
He must be planning an attack on our website. Hand me the antivirus disc.
Here you go.
Now hand me the anti-spyware disc.
Got it.
Now hand me the anti-inflammatory cream.
What's that for?
My back hurts.
Okay, the computer is updated.
All right, now watch for any signs of Trojan horse attacks.
I'll get it. Hey, there's a big wooden horse out here.
Hello, I'm the Trojan horse.
Problem solved.
Tune in to the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd at drfloyd.com. That's DrFloyd.com. Guaranteed Trojan horse free.
All right, well, welcome back. Let's go ahead and let's get to our trivia questions. The first category was Street Fighter 2. This is the final character you fight in championship mode. And the answer is, who is M. Bison? Number 2. This is where Sagat is from. And the answer is, what is Thailand? Okay, and number 3. This character performs a spinning pile driver. And the answer is, who is Zangief? Alright, let's go ahead and go to our next category, Sega Genesis. This character became Sega's most popular trademark and was a nemesis to Dr. Robotnik. And the answer is, who is Sonic the Hedgehog? Number 2, this early Genesis and arcade game had you play as a barbarian, dwarf, or Amazon as you hack and slash medieval enemies while trying to hit thieves who are trying to steal your potions at night. And the answer is, what is Golden Axe? Alright, our final question. This side-scrolling beat-em-up game for the Genesis lets you call a backup by pressing the A button. And the answer is, what is Streets of Rage? Alright, let's go ahead to our final category, CES. Number 1. This game system will be embedded into some DVD players that will be installed on some cars. And the answer is, what is the Game Boy Advance? Number 2. This professional game player just lost at CES this week. And the answer is, who is Fatality? And our final question, this famous Microsoft game that lets you experience flying showed itself early for CES. And the answer is, what is Microsoft Flight Simulator X? Alright, let's go ahead and let's get to our final question. As I was talking about earlier, there's a video game company deciding to make a Sega Genesis RPG. I wanted to know, what's the name of the game? And the answer is, what is Beggar Prince? Okay, I hope you had fun with the trivia this week. Okay, remember, you can email me at gameaddicthotline@gmail.com if you have any comments, suggestions, questions, comments. And also, you could visit our blog / website at www.gameaddicthotline.com. And it's the beginning of a new month, so please vote for us at Podcast Alley, Podcast Pickle, or Yahoo Podcast. So that's going to be it for this week. You can go ahead and turn your video games back up. Have a good week.